Good morning. I'm Rod Rosenstein, United States Attorney. The announcement today is about two more prosecutors who will be working in our federal court, but the message is broader. The message is about the coordinated federal, state, and local strategy that we're bringing to bear on violent crime here in Baltimore City. It was only 18 months ago that we achieved a result that many people thought was impossible, and that was lowering the annual murder rate in Baltimore below 200. We intend to do that again. We face a lot of challenges. There are a lot of armed criminals on the streets, and we do have a strategy to combat that. As State's Attorney mentioned, as Police Commissioner Batts will comment on in a moment, we are working together. We have a sense of urgency. You know, law enforcement is always working with a sense of urgency, but we're working this summer with a renewed sense of urgency to try to head off some of this violence. We don't want to be in the business of prosecuting murderers. We want to be in the business of preventing murders by arresting armed criminals and intervening with violent gangs before they commit additional criminal activity. And that's what we're working on. We're working on it in a joint way. We're bringing to bear all the law enforcement resources we have. And I believe that with the support of the people of Baltimore, with their cooperation in helping us to identify these violent criminals, we can make an impact. And I want to call on the citizens of Baltimore who want to see safe streets to work with the police department. We're committed to doing everything we can to keep communities safe, but we need your cooperation. We need people to work with law enforcement, to call in tips, to cooperate when they witness criminal activity. If we have your cooperation, we're going to commit the resources to make sure that you're safe, to make sure that your children are safe, and to ensure that the streets of Baltimore are secure. We aim not just to bring the murder rate below 200, but to keep it falling, because everybody in Baltimore, as the mayor said, like everybody throughout Maryland, deserves to live in a safe community. Our next speaker is Commissioner Batts, who I've been honored to work with. As Mr. Bernstein mentioned, we continue to meet on a regular basis along with the leaders of our federal agencies, continuing to address our strategy, to make any changes that are necessary, and to target what we refer to as the hot spots, the most violent areas in the city, to make sure that we can prevent violence in the future.
Thank you, sir. Good morning. It is good to be here. I'd like to, with a sense of excitement, say thank you to the mayor. I remember talking to her probably about the month of February from her past history of being a prosecutor. She said, this public defender, I'm sorry, ma'am. As a public defender, she said, I have this idea. And she shared this idea with me earlier this year, and it has come to fruition. And I'm very excited that it's coming online very quickly. We're moving very quickly in the organization to hone our strategies, not only within the police department, but with our federal partners and our state partners, too, at the same time. We have focused on the eastern and the western. We have seen results in our recent spat of violence that has taken place about 2 to 3 weekends ago. We have responded. We are making a number of arrests and have made a number of arrests, but we're moving forward to be more assertive and more progressive, and it starts here. It starts with the prosecutors on the ground here with our police officers on a day-to-day basis, because this fight against guns begins with the boots on the ground and it ends in the boots in the courtroom. And so our partnership, our strategic partnership, is working well and moving in the right directions, and you will see the results of that as we move forward from this day in this point. So I'd like to say thank you to the mayor, thank you to Greg, and thank you to Rod as our partnership comes together and we provide a safer Baltimore. Thank you very much.
Before I do take the questions, I do want to acknowledge and thank Councilman Curran for being here, and again to thank our police commissioner, our state's attorney, Greg Bernstein, and U.S. Attorney Rod Rosenstein for their continued support. This is about an announcement of new prosecutors, but as U.S. Attorney Rosenstein said, it's about a new way of enhanced partnership, strategic partnership, so we can take violent offenders off the street.
Mr. Rosenstein addressed this briefly. I'm wondering if you could. How can something like this work if people are afraid to report what they know to police investigators, to prosecutors, if they are afraid to cooperate?
We have to overcome that with good investigations, as well as our renewed commitment, working with Commissioner Batts, to strengthen our relationships with the community. One of the things that I talked about with the commissioner when he came on board in the interview process is we cannot do this alone. We need to create better partnerships and build trust in our neighborhoods, and that's one of the things that he's worked on. He has a high-level command staff, a dedicated unit to developing and building relationships of trust with the community that will supplement the work that we're doing by targeting these violent offenders. So this only works if we have seasoned prosecutors that that know the ropes and can get the job done. So it is a sacrifice that is not overlooked by me, that the state's attorney is making to detail seasoned attorneys to this. Now they will be backfilled with other attorneys in his office. So we're not going to leave him short, but he is giving. I mean, this only worked all around if these are people who have the experience to get the convictions.
And do you know who those are representing you?
Well, the office has a vetting process. We give Rod a number of candidates, and they then interview them, and they're currently going through background checks, and as soon as that's completed, we'll be ready to go. But I would echo what the mayor said, that they are the people that Rod's folks are talking to are very experienced prosecutors in our office that we think are going to be able to hit the ground running.